Imagine a radiologist sitting down at 6 a.m., staring at a mountain of x-rays and MRI scans. It's the same routine they've done thousands of times, carefully examining images, crafting precise impressions that will guide patient care. Now imagine an AI stepping in to do some of that work. The question isn't whether it can anymore. The real question is, should we let it? And if so, which AI should we trust? That's exactly what researchers from NPJ Digital Medicine set out to answer in a fascinating new comparison that pits radiologists against not one, but two different AI systems. So let's break down what they did. The team compared radiology impressions from three sources: actual radiologists, a custom AI model trained specifically on radiology data, and a general-purpose large language model, you know, the kind you might use to write a grocery list or draft an email. Then they asked different stakeholders what they thought. We're talking radiologists reviewing their own work, independent radiologists evaluating impressions they didn't write, and even oncologists who would actually use these reports in practice. Here's where it gets interesting. The custom AI model, the one that was specifically trained for this job, performed remarkably well. In fact, when the original radiologists reviewed the impressions, they showed only a slight preference for their own work over the AI's output. We're talking about a Cohen's H score of 0.18, and the difference wasn't even statistically significant. That's basically a statistical shrug. And when independent radiologists who had no attachment to either source evaluated the impressions, they showed absolutely no preference between human-written and AI-generated reports. 0. Now, this is where the story takes an important turn. The generic large language model? That didn't fare as well. These impressions tended to be significantly longer. We're talking 75 words on average compared to what the custom model produced, and while they contained slightly more information, they were also less concise. Think of it like someone answering a straightforward question with a lengthy essay when they could have given you a clear summary. Both radiologists and independent reviewers strongly preferred the custom AI over the generic LLM. The preference was overwhelming, with effect sizes ranging from 0.66 to 1.22. That's a big difference. Interestingly, the oncologists in the study, the folks who would actually be reading these reports to make treatment decisions, showed no significant preference between impression types. That one's worth sitting with for a moment. Now, here's probably the most reassuring finding. Safety concerns were minimal across the board. Patient harm ratings were consistently low, whether the impression came from a human, the custom AI, or the generic LLM. We're talking about likelihood scores hovering around 1, 0, 1 to 1, 14, and extent ratings between 1, 0, 5 and 1, 21. In plain language, this is good news. None of these impression types were creating substantial risks to patient safety. So what does all this mean? Well, I think there are a few important takeaways here. First, the custom AI model is genuinely impressive. This wasn't some off-the-shelf system promising to revolutionize medicine. This was a domain-specific model trained on institutional data, learning patterns specific to radiology. And it worked. That matters because it tells us something we kind of suspected, but now have good evidence for. When you actually invest in training AI for a specific clinical task, using relevant data from your own institution, you can get systems that perform at near parity with experts. But here's the crucial flip side. The generic LLM really wasn't suitable for this task. And I think that's the headline here. We live in a world where general-purpose AI is getting better at everything, right? ChatGPT can write poetry, code software, explain quantum physics. But medical reporting isn't about being broadly capable. It's about being precisely right in a very specific domain. The generic LLM was longer, wordier, less focused. For radiologists reading hundreds of reports a day, that matters. For efficiency, for clarity, for the cognitive load of interpretation, these things add up. The fact that radiologists and independent reviewers strongly preferred the custom model over the generic LLM, but showed minimal preference between the custom model and human radiologists, tells us something profound. It's not that, A, I can't do this job. It's that thoughtfully designed, institution-specific A, I can do this job nearly as well as humans. While generic A, I cannot. So here's what we should take away from this research. Domain-specific AI models trained on institutional data show real promise for supporting clinical workflows in radiology. This isn't about replacing radiologists. The data suggests these systems are more like a capable colleague than a replacement. But if your institution is thinking about deploying an AI system for radiology impressions, the message is clear. Invest in customization. Train on your own data. Don't try to shortcut the process with a general-purpose system. The research shows that path leads nowhere good. The real opportunity here is augmentation, not automation. Radiologists could use these systems to handle routine cases, to draft impressions that they then review and refine, or to flag cases that need their immediate attention. That's where the magic happens, not in trying to replace expertise, but in multiplying its impact. This study was published in NPJ Digital Medicine, and it's a reminder that in medicine, one size doesn't fit all. Not even in the age of large language models.